Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise you, the Lord. Yes, you are now once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Harper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we're doing the same thing as we always do. We always open up with prayer. We have a lot of new listeners on tonight, so I'm going to ask all the new listeners, as well as the listeners that officially tuned in, please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so that you can follow along with the presence, none other than Pastor Norman King, my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries. He will be bringing forth God's word on tonight, part two of his message from last Thursday night. So you don't want to miss this. You want to be encouraged by this word on tonight. So we always open up with prayer. And I'm asking our listeners, if you would please pray with me, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, your Son, in whom you said you're well pleased, It is in his name, the name of Jesus, that we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have allowed us to wake up and see without hurt, harm, or danger, and without receiving bad news through the night. We give you glory, honor, and praise for it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are God and you are God alone. You are God all by yourself. You are the Most High God. You have all power in heaven and in earth in your hands. We thank you that you are still in total control and always will be in total control, that all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We love you. We bless your name on tonight. We thank you for loving us first and in spite of ourselves. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself. my entire family, Pastor Norman King, his entire family, and all those that are saved in Jesus' name, all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, Heavenly Father, because we know that we have sinned against you. Your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we're so grateful for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. We thank you that through him we can come to you and be through him we can be redeemed. And through him we can be able, we're also able to complete and fulfill our God purpose in the earth for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, we now ask you to move by your Spirit over this worldwide platform on tonight. Should there be any listeners that's not saved in Jesus' name, it's our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said through your man of God on tonight that will touch their hearts to the point that they will open their own mouth and confess their sins and transgressions, that they will also open their mouth and confess and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. For your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us in spite of ourselves. We lift up all those, Heavenly Father, that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, because we do know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders even on tonight, and it's all for your glory. We pray and ask that you will continue to comfort and strengthen the bereaved all over the land. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your peace, your joy. Let them feel your strength, Heavenly Father, as you continue to comfort them in the hour of bereavement. Let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we love you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And we ask that you will continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes into this ministry, that you will continue to strengthen them, continue to bless them, and continue to grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. All those that are touching and grabbing this prayer said amen. Well, tonight we have another spiritual food for thought. And it comes to us saying on tonight, when people bring up your past, tell them Jesus dropped the charges. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. When people bring up your past, tell them Jesus dropped the charges. Aren't you grateful on tonight that Jesus dropped the charges? I am so grateful that he did, and he did it all by himself. And once he dropped the charges, it don't matter what people say. So we just give God the glory, honor, and praise. That scripture is food for thought on tonight. And I pray that it was would be a blessing to someone on tonight. As we get ready to go to our music break, I'm waiting on Pastor Norman King to dial in because he is en route from his job, so I know that he most likely will be dialing in very shortly. But in the meantime, we're going to go to our music break. And if you have not dialed in after the music break, I'm going to continue to move forward with God's word until he comes on the air live. Once he comes on, if I'm already speaking, once he comes on, I will yield the mic over to Pastor Norman King. But in the meantime, we're going to go to our music break. We're going to do what? We're going to give God total praise. Why? He is worthy to be praised. Lord Jesus. To that I say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Total praise. God deserves my total praise. Guess what? You, the listener, he deserves your total praise as well. He is that kind of God. He deserves our total praise. Well, he gets glory and honor when we praise him. And it makes me feel good when I give God glory, honor, and praise that's due his name. What a mighty God we serve. Well, on tonight, we're still standing by and waiting on Pastor Norman King to dial in. But in the meantime, we're going to continue. We're going to move forward. And again, I still hope you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, because I'm going to give you a few scriptures that you can reflect on. And hopefully they will be a blessing to you, the listeners, on tonight. Again, I want to say before I go into this word for tonight, we celebrated on yesterday, mankind celebrated Thanksgiving. Man has put on the calendar that once a year, a certain time of the year in November, that we celebrate Thanksgiving. But I'd say every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Every day that we wake up and see a brand new day, that's a day of Thanksgiving. So we shouldn't have to wait for man to tell us when to give God praise and glory and give God thanks. For those of us that are saved in Jesus' name, we know without a doubt, again, that every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus. Well, if you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready, I'm going to just move by the Holy Spirit as he lead and guide me until Pastor Norman King comes on the line. For those that are fearful, for those that have doubt, for those that are afraid, when you're facing fear, the Word of God tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 56, verse number 3, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. So not only when I'm afraid, but when I have doubts and fears, I put my trust in you. Again, that's Psalms 56 and 3, because we are living in a time and an age like we've never seen before, because of this worldwide pandemic that we're facing and dealing with every day. People are dying every day from this coronavirus. This is not a joke. It's not fake news. This is real. This is reality. People are dying every day by the thousands. And you know what? We know that God is still in control. And I do believe, once again, I believe that God allowed this virus to come upon us like the plague did back in the days of old, in the Bible days, the days of Pharaoh, because people do not want to hear God's word. They don't want to hear the truth. So many people have gotten so used to hearing lies, they don't even know the truth when they hear it. So that's why we thank God for his word. And his word says to us that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And that's still true today. God has his word here available for all of us to read and get to know him and be drawn closer to him. He anointed and inspired men of God to write these words that are written in the book called the Bible. These are God's inspired words that he instructed and inspired the men of those days that write in the Bible for us today, even for the people of the days of old. Those same words apply to us today, Saturday, November the 28th, year 2020. Those same words that applied and were for those people back in the days of old when they were first written, those same words are applied to us today, and it's for us today. So we need to remember God's word, and God's word is true, whether some people believe it or not. And a lot of people don't believe God's word. They don't believe God's word is true. A lot of people don't even believe in God. But I'm so grateful that I believe in God. I know that God is real. There's a song, an old gospel hymn that says, there are some things I may not know. There are some places I may not go. But as for me, I am sure that my God is real. Guess what? He's real deep down in my soul. Yes, God is real. So because of that, we should be thanking God for the privilege of being able to pray to him. When we pray to God, we're simply talking to God. We're simply talking to our Heavenly Father, our Creator. Before going to Father, I have said this many times before, and I think I need to say it again for the new listeners, and should there be any listeners that are doubtful on tonight. People are always going around saying God is everybody's father. No, he's not everyone's father. He is everyone's creator. God becomes your father when you accept his son, Jesus Christ, as your personal Lord and Savior. When you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and live in your heart and save you, that's when God becomes your father. But until then, he is your creator. He is waiting to hear a sinner's prayer. He is waiting to hear. If you are listening on tonight and you know that you're spiritually blind, you know that you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, guess what? Our Heavenly Father is waiting on you. He's waiting on you to call out to his son Jesus and mean it from your heart to forgive you of your sins and transgressions and to save you. Then God will become your father. So that's why I thank God for the privilege of prayer. We find this in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 19. Again, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 19 says, and I'm paraphrasing here, is give my son Solomon the wholehearted devotion to keep your commands, statutes, and decrees. Did you hear what he said? Solomon. He said, give my son Solomon the wholehearted devotion. That's what you got to be, wholeheartedly devoted and committed to God, to be able to keep his commandments, to keep his statutes and decrees. Again, that's 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse number 19. And then because of that privilege of prayer, we thank God for the love that he has toward us, even before we were formed in our mother's womb. 1 John chapter 3, verse number 18. Let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. Once again, let us not love with words or speech, but with action and in truth. That's 1 John chapter 3, verse number 18. So God is living, he is our living example. And also Jesus Christ himself is also our living example. They prove their love to us, how much they really love us. See, love is an action word. You don't just say, I love someone without showing them how much you really love them. You can say it, but every now and then people want to hear you tell them that they love you, that you love them, or vice versa. So when we are to the point where we don't know which way to go and we feel helpless, we feel like nobody loves us, nobody cares about us, don't care if we live or die, know that God loves you. Know that I love you. I'm not God. I'm nowhere near God, and I'm trying to be God. I can't be God, but I just want you to know that I do love you as my sisters and brothers in Christ. And even for those of you that may be listening that are not saved yet in Jesus' name, once you become saved in Jesus' name, then you too will become my sister and brother in Christ, fellow yokemen in the kingdom building of God's work here on earth. See, God has a purpose for your life. And I'm talking to those that are listening right now that you know without a doubt that you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. This word is for you on tonight. See, you have a purpose for being here on earth. God did not allow you to be born for no reason at all. He gave you a purpose before you were even formed in your mother's womb. You may not know what that purpose is as of right now, if you're still spiritually blind, but once you become saved in Jesus' name and through the Holy Spirit, when you pray and pray right and mean it from your heart, the Lord will reveal to you through his Holy Spirit and through his word, he will reveal to you what your God purpose is. And guess what? Only you can fulfill your God purpose. No man, woman, not your pastor, not your bishop, not your friends, your neighbors, co-workers, or other family members can nobody fulfill your God assignment but you. So, on that note, I just want you all to know that this is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God first and by carrying out his commands. That's found in 1 John chapter 5, verse 2. Once again, this is how we know, and this is how others will know, that we love the children of God by loving God and by carrying out his commands. Again, that's 1 John chapter 5, verse number 2. So God, so you can say to God, God, I say, and this is what a lot of people do say, but if you really mean it from your heart, see, God knows it. He's searching your heart, and he's searching my heart as well. When we say, God, I say I love you, but it's hard to love. It's hard to obey. So that's why we have to ask the Lord through Jesus Christ to help me see the truth and to love you and to love others with my actions. Again, I say I love you, and a lot of people say it with their mouth, but their heart is far from it. And see, God knows that. He's searching our hearts. He's searching your heart and my heart. When we say, I love you, but we don't really mean it, God knows the truth, and you know the truth too. But it's hard to love, some people say. It's hard to obey, some people say. Help me, but this is what I say, and I need help too in this area. I'm not exempt. I pray to God and ask the Lord to help me. I need help. Help me, Heavenly Father, to see the truth and to love you with my actions and to love others with my actions as well. So on that vein, we need to also learn how to encourage one another and build each other up. That's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 11. Once again, we are to encourage. That's why I always tell the listeners, we should encourage one another. We should always be praying for one another. We should always be lifting each other up in love and prayer, through prayer. So again, encourage one another. And not only that, but build each other up. So Jesus, he says, please give me the opportunity today to encourage someone who serves with me. So when we have sisters and brothers in Christ, even though we are in this worldwide pandemic, we cannot actually be physically in the house of worship like we're used to being. But through God's grace and mercy and through the worldwide web and through the internet and through social media, we can encourage one another. We can pick up the phone. We can call each other and pray with one another as sisters and brothers in Christ. We can lift each other up in prayer. When our sisters and brothers feel down and out and they feel like giving up and throwing in the towel, guess what? That's exactly what the enemy wants you to do. But God says different. Jesus says different. So he said to us on tonight, and I'm saying to you on tonight, the listener, all you have to do is ask Jesus with your whole heart. Ask him, Jesus, give me an opportunity today, because tomorrow is not promised, even on tonight. Give me the opportunity to encourage someone, anyone who serves with me. So again, you might not have seen your sister or brother who you serve with in the body of Christ, in the temple of God, in the holy place that we are that we designated as the church building where we go and praise and worship God together, sisters and brothers in Christ. But we can, again, we can encourage one another and lift each other up in prayer. And all it takes is sometimes just a phone call. Pick up that phone and talk, call a sister or brother in Christ that you have not heard from since the pandemic started, since we last saw each other in the house of worship in God's house. So we need to get back to learning how to encourage one another. We have fallen away from that. We have gotten so far away from encouraging one another and building each other up in love, because so many Christians are getting weak in the faith, and so many are feel like they're ready to throw in the towel, they're ready to give up and throw up their hands and say it's not worth it. But aren't you grateful that Jesus did not do that to us? He did not say that we was not worth it. That's why I love that song, Worth Living. Jesus thought that your life and my life was worth living, that he took it upon himself, and he came down from glory, and he paid our sin debt with his own precious, sinless blood on the cross so that we can be redeemed, we can be saved in his name. What a mighty God we serve. Aren't you grateful for Jesus on tonight? I am so grateful that Jesus Christ, he came down from glory and paid the sin debt that we know that we, and he knew that we could not pay, but he knew there is a debt. He knew there was a debt we owed, but we could not pay it. So he came down himself, and he made a ransom. His life was a ransom for you and for me through the shedding of his blood, that we could be redeemed to our Heavenly Father and be saved in Jesus' name. So this brings me to the point of, there's a question that comes up in the Bible, and it's found in the book of Psalms, chapter 8, verse 4. What is mankind that you are mindful of them? That's a good question. Again, this question came up in the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 8, verse number 4. The question was raised, what is mankind? They were asking God this question. What is man? In other words, who is man? What is man? Why is he so important to you? So the question is, what is mankind that you God, you are mindful of them? So aren't you grateful to know that you are important to God? You are God's workmanship. You are God's mouthpiece. You are God's whatever he needs you to be. That's what we should be. We should be willing to be whatever God will is for us to be for his glory and kingdom building here on earth. So I pray to the God that you, if you don't know that God loves you, he loves you so much that he gave his own son, Jesus Christ, to pay the price for our sins. So because of that, we should all, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6, let all God's angels worship him. Not only the angels in heaven, but the heavenly host, those of you who are saved in Jesus' name, we are saints of God. We are the children of God. So I say, according to God's word in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6, let all God's angels worship him. And then in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24, says the Lord's servants must not be quarrelsome. Quarrelsome. That's a different word, quarrelsome. In other words, we should not be quarreling. We should not be fighting against one another. We who are saved in Jesus' name, we should be on one accord. And the Lord says what? Two or three are in the midst, are touching and agreeing, and on one accord that he will be in the midst. So when God says that, that means that we should not be quarreling. We should not be fighting against one another. We should be on one accord so that God will get the glory. That's what it's all about. God deserves the glory. He wants to be glorified. He says that we should not put anything or no one before him because he is a jealous God. God is a jealous God. And he does, again, you know what? I'm going back to Jesus because it all boils down to Jesus Christ, God's Son, our risen Lord and Savior. And through because of that, because we should not be quarreling against each other, we should not be fighting against each other, we should be on one accord so that God will be in the midst. In the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 8, lets us know that God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were yet sinners. The word of God says, while we were still sinners, or some Bible says, yet sinners, Christ died for us. Again, Romans chapter 5, verse 8, God demonstrates his own love for us, for you and for me, in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for you and he died for me. So again, it's unfortunate that so many people don't believe it. They think it's fake news. They don't believe it. But guess what? For those that don't believe it, if you continue to not believe and don't accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and don't ask him to come into your heart and save you before you give up the ghost, before you take your last breath, guess what? Your soul is destined for hell. There's only two places your soul can end up, in hell or heaven. The choice is yours. But before you go to hell, for those that do not accept Jesus Christ, and I'm just being frank, this is what the word of God says. I'm not saying that. This is what God's word says. You can hear you the words of the Lord and accept these words, or you can reject them. The choice is yours. But God says in his word that one day we all going to stand before God in the day of judgment. And guess what? He says every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess to the glory of the Lord that Jesus Christ is Lord. And for those that did not accept Jesus Christ, his son, while you had a chance, while you had breath flowing in your body, while you had blood, the blood was running warm in your veins, and you still chose not to choose Jesus Christ, that was your choice, then guess what? You will find yourself hearing these words from the Lord himself, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. And you will find yourself in the lake of fire along with Satan and all of his imps and everyone else that did not believe that Jesus is real and that God exists and that God is real and who do not accept Jesus Christ as God's son. So the choice is yours on tonight. You don't have to go to hell, but it's your choice. You can go to heaven. That's what God's desire is, that all souls be saved and no souls be lost. That is my desire, hope, and prayer as well. And I believe that every believer, every saved believer in Jesus' name, that's all of our hopes and desires, that no soul be lost. But God being God and who he is, he already knew that everyone was not going to accept his son, Jesus Christ. And that's why hell exists. Because guess what? Satan, the father of all lies, he was an angel. He was in heaven. He was in the heavenly choir. But guess what? He got beside himself. He wanted to try to be God and take over heaven. But that's why God kicked him out of heaven. And so many of his followers, they are in with him because they felt the same way as he did. They, too, was on his side. You know, I'm not going to go there. I was going to say something, but I'm not going to go that route. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want to stir up no trouble. So I heard the phrase, sometimes we can get in good trouble, but sometimes we can get in trouble by saying too much. And so I just thank God for the Holy Spirit for catching me and not letting me say what I was about to say. So, again, the word of God is true on tonight. And I pray that you take this service seriously on tonight if you're not saved in Jesus' name, because life is short. There was a phrase at one time that says, we're here today and gone tomorrow. But as we all see and know for sure without a doubt, that we can be here 1 minute and gone the next second. So don't you want to know that when you take your last breath, whenever the Lord calls you home, whenever he calls your name, don't you want to be ready? So if you're not ready, get your house in order. The first thing you need to do when you get your house in order is to accept Jesus Christ. You've got to realize and accept that you are a sinner. I am a sinner. I was a sinner, but I'm saved by grace. And I'm sure that my sisters and brothers in Christ can attest and agree with me that you too once were sinners, but you're now saved by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord. We're saved by the grace of God through Christ Jesus Christ, by faith. It takes faith to trust and believe in God. So I pray that you who are listening on tonight, that if you're not saved, don't play Russian roulette with your life and with your soul. Don't take it for granted or lightly, because this is serious. You only live once. You only come this way once, and we'll never cross this path again. So the choice is yours on tonight. Whose report are you going to believe? Whose report are you believing on tonight? And especially, I'm dealing with those that are listening that are not saved in Jesus' name. If you're saved in Jesus' name, you're already sealed to the day of redemption. And that's a mighty good thing to know, that we're sealed. The Word of God says we're sealed once we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Lord and Savior. God seals us. He's a promise keeper. He don't go back on his word. So that you know that you're saved in Jesus' name. Yes, we do sin and we fall short of his glory. But thank God for Jesus Christ that we can repent and be redeemed and be put back on track and fulfill our God purpose in the earth. But for those that are not saved and you still are taking it lightly and for granted, and you're thinking it's a hoax or it's a fake news, well, guess what? And it's still, I go back to what I said earlier, and I didn't say this, this is what the Word of God says. You had an opportunity, a chance to accept Jesus Christ, and you failed to do it because you didn't believe. And you're going to stand before God one day. Before you end up in hell, you're going to confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is real. So that's why I thank God for the book of John. In the book of John 3, chapter 3, verse 16. And I'm sure the Christians already know this, should know this by heart. And for you, those of you that are listening, that are not saved in Jesus' name, this is for you on tonight. John, in the book of John 3, 16, it's so simple. These five words: God so loved the world. Period. God so loved the world. Then, guess what he did after that? He loved the world. God loved the world so much. And we are the world. The people, we are part of this world that he made. So he's talking about the people in the world. This is my belief, that God is talking about the people in the world. He said, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. So we thank God that he loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And he came down freely. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And I'm so glad he did. And the Lord, he is so compassionate and gracious. And I'm so glad he is slow to anger. And he's still abounding in love, even unto tonight. Again, the Lord is compassionate and gracious. He's slow to anger, but he will get angry now. Don't take it lightly that he won't get angry. He will get angry, and he will do something about it too. And he says, not only that, but the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, always abounding in love. And that's found in Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 103, verse number 8. So we should always be asking the Lord Jesus Christ to help us see the love of God revealed in our lives, death and resurrection. Again, we should always be able to see or ask the Lord to show us the love of God revealed in our life, even in death and the resurrection, so that we can lift up our weary heads, that we might sing of your goodness and your faithfulness. God is faithful. He is good all the time, and all the time God is good, and he is faithful. He is, like I said earlier, he is a promise keeper. So I want you all to know that our struggles, your struggle, my struggle, is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the principal forces of evil in the heavenly realms. That's found in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 12. Our struggles, your struggle, my struggle, sisters and brothers in Christ, is not against flesh and blood. It's against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. The word of God said there are spirits of wickedness in high places, and we see that even today. I'm gonna put a pin right there, and I'm not going to go any farther with that one. So, if you want to have true success in your life while you're here on earth, because we know that God has a, if you're saved in Jesus' name, I love that song that says, I have a new home over in glory, and it's mine, all mine. God, Jesus has a mansion with my name on it. There's a mansion with your name on it, my sister, my brother. If you're saved, if you're truly saved in Jesus' name, Jesus has a mansion waiting for you in glory with your name on it. Ooh, I can't wait to see my mansion with my name on it. So, the Lord, again, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love, not only that, but and faithfulness. And that's another word we're adding, and faithfulness, not only in love. And that's found in Exodus chapter 34, verse number 6. I'm going to say that again. The Lord, compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love, and faithfulness. And faithfulness. See, we said before, we stopped at abounding in love. He was slow to anger, abounding in love. Found in Psalms 103, verse 8. But now we're talking about the same thing, but we added another word. He's abounding in love. He's slow to anger, abounding in love, always abounding in love, and faithfulness. Again, that's found in Exodus chapter 34, verse number 6. So I pray that something has been said on tonight that will encourage you on tonight through what God has given me to give to you, the people of God, on tonight. We're going to continue to lift up Pastor Norman King and prayed that he made it home safely, because he was on his way home from his job when he called me before before we came on the air tonight, like he did on last Thursday, but he was able to get on the air and bring forth God's word. He was planning on doing part two of his message from last Thursday, which is titled, It's Best to Be Alone Than to Be with Bad Company. He was going to do part two on tonight. So I'm sure that he will probably do part two on the third Saturday of December. So you want to tune in and be blessed by that. So for those of you that missed part one of Pastor Norman King's message, which is titled, once again, It's Best to Be Alone Than to Be with Bad Company, all you have to do is go to the archives, go to my website for this show, which is blogtalkradio.com/servants ambassadors vessels. Once again, go to my website, all lowercase, blogtalkradio.com/servants ambassadors vessels. And once you get there, you can click on Thursday night show, Thursday, November the 28th. And that's where you will be able to hear, Pastor Norman King's last message was from last Saturday, the 21st. That's what I meant to say. He was going to do part two on tonight. But his message, first part, was on November the 21st of 2020. So if you want to hear part one to catch up, you can go to my website and click on Saturday, November the 21st, and you can hit part one. And as I said, I'm sure he would most likely do part two on the third Saturday in December, since he was not able to come on the air tonight and conclude the message for tonight. So I do pray that you have received this word on tonight, and I pray that I have said something through the Holy Spirit that would encourage you, and especially for those that are not saved in Jesus' name. I am not trying to put fear in you. I want to see you saved. That's my job as a Christian. And as every Christian, our job is to go out into the hedges and highways, compelling men, women, boys, and girls that are not saved, that you have an opportunity to be saved. And the only way you can be saved is through Jesus Christ. Again, God is not your Father unless you accept His Son, Jesus Christ. He is your Creator. Until you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, God is only your Creator. But then, again, I thank God that He's always listening for a sinner's prayer. He's listening for you, my sister and brother, that are not saved yet in Jesus' name. He's listening for your cry. And the cry is, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Forgive me of all of my sins and transgressions and save me. That's what your prayer should be. That's what God wants to hear you say unto His Son. Until you do that, God is your Creator. But I do pray that someone is going to call out on tonight until the Lord. They're going to cry out and spare not. They're going to cry out because they're tired of knowing that they're not saved, and they want to know that they have a mansion, they have a new home in glory that's prepared by Jesus Christ Himself. So on tonight, I pray that you have received this word. I pray that it has been a blessing to you, the listeners, on tonight. Again, we're going to continue to lift up Pastor Norman King. We're going to continue to lift up each other in prayer. We're going to continue to encourage one another in prayer. So if you have not spoken to your sister or brother in Christ, even though you have not seen them in the flesh, in the house of worship, if you have their phone numbers, give them a call. Just to say, hello, I love you, I'm thinking about you, but I'm not praying for you, and give them a word of encouragement. And then thank God for the social media outlets that we can go to Facebook, we can go to Instagram or Twitter, and we can communicate with our family members and loved ones that way also because of social media. We can always spread the good news of Jesus Christ that way through social media as well. So we're going to get ready to close out in prayer, as we always do. I'm going to ask all listeners if you would please pray with me at this time, because we are in a time, we are in a crisis, but God is still in control. I'm so grateful that God is still in control. I don't care what it looks like. Continue to wear your mask. continue to stay 6 feet apart or more as in distance. Continue to sanitize yourself and continue to wash your hands. So on tonight, we are thanking God that even though we are in this worldwide pandemic through this coronavirus, that God is still in control and he still has all power in his hands. And God has the last word. No matter what the doctors say, no matter how bad it looks, and I'm a witness because I've been through some things myself, physically. And I know that it was nobody but God. And that's why I'm still here. I just give God the glory, honor, and praise. And I know that I have some sisters and brothers in Christ that you may have had some physical issues yourself. You may have been at death's door, knocking at death's door like I was a few times. But thank God, by the grace of God and by his mercy, that I am still here. You are still here because of the grace of God and his love for us. And he knows that he's not through with us yet. He has more work for us to do. I just love him, and I thank God that he has more work for me to do. Yes, and I thank God that he has more work for you to do, my sister and my brother in Christ. We're going to close out in prayer. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us in spite of ourselves. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter how we feel, no matter what the news say, we know that you are in total control. And you have the last word regarding every situation, even in our lives. We love you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for loving us first and in spite of ourselves. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works. We thank you that it will never lose its power. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity to be able to share your word over this worldwide platform on tonight. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that it has not gone on deaf ears, but your word says that whatever we do, do it all to the glory of God. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that your word has gone forth with power on tonight, that it has not gone out void, but it's going to accomplish everything that you have set out for it to do, that you will get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Continue to bless every listener, both that physically tuned in, and even for those that are new listeners. Continue to bless them. Continue to bless their families. Continue to keep them, protect them as only you can in the name of Jesus. Continue to grant them the values of their hearts is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray now in advance that on tomorrow that you will move by your spirit through the social media over the World Wide Web, Heavenly Father, as your word goes forth. However it is going forth, Heavenly Father, I pray that it goes forth with power through your men and women of God that you have anointed and appointed to preach your word and teach your word for such a time as this. Heavenly Father, that even through this worldwide pandemic, even through social media, men, women, boys, and girls are still being saved by your word and through your Holy Spirit. They're being saved. Backsliders are coming back to the fold. That the body of Christ is being built up and strengthened and edified through your word. And it's our prayer, hope, and desire that tomorrow will be the same way, that you will move by your spirit, through your Holy Spirit, as your word goes forth on tomorrow with power, as you bless and touch and anoint your men and women of God that's going to bring forth your word, that you alone will be glorified. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, that's the word for tonight. Again, I pray that it has been received, and I pray that it has not gone out void. I know that it has not gone out void. It's going to accomplish everything that God has set out for it to do, because he already knows who is going to be listening, and he knows what we all stand in need of. So I just thank God for you. I love you, my sisters and brothers in Christ. Even for those that are not yet my sisters and brothers in Christ, I do have a feeling, I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that someone is going to give their life to Jesus Christ on tonight, and then you become our sisters and brothers in Christ as well. So they give God glory in advance. So again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Stay encouraged. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Don't give up on God, because guess what? God would never give up on you. I love you. God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Cover me, Lord, with thy cover me, Lord, with thyself. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh, cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be. Cover today, oh, cover me, oh, with thy breath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul says yes. Yes. Come on, lift your voice and say, oh, yes, hallelujah, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, Lord, sing this, cover me, come on, sing that with me, oh, cover me, yeah, 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 oh, cover me, yeah, 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 cover. Somebody open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Yeah. Come on, bless him. Come on, bless him.